This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. To Shady Maple in Lancaster County with Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist studying Lancaster County as a bellwether for the American economy. Jim, the concern we've had for several weeks because of all that rain you had in June, even into July, was that the tourists were not present. They turned away. Now, the question is, Shady Maple, does it have a few diners or many diners? What is Shady Maple? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Shady Maple is the world's largest smorgasbord. It serves 3,000 to 4,000 people a week, generally. It was packed when I went up on Wednesday, packed with tourists, packed with busloads of tourists. You go in, the breakfast is approximately $15 plus a 12% gratuity, all you can eat. And they have amazing food, meats and pastries, whatever you want. You can gorge yourself. They have lunch and dinner. And on your birthday, you get a free breakfast. So I was interviewing people saying, are you a local or are you a tourist? Most of the people were tourists. I even ran into a guy from Delaware, who comes to Shady Maple every year on his birthday to get his free breakfast. So, but the bottom line is there were lots of tourists. Shady Maple is probably the one of the cleverest tourist traps in the world, and people were enjoying it. Underneath the dining, they have a huge store filled with all kinds of kitsch, you know, all kinds of knickknacks. It was filled with shoppers. And
is this Amish food that's produced on their farms?
Well, the produce is from local farms, but it's just, you know, American bacon, eggs, right. Scrapple, sausage, omelets.
And the tables were...
Eggs Benedict.
You're sending people to the refrigerator. Stop it, Jim. Were the tables filled or partially?
No, they were filled. They had a crowd. So it was remarkable because suddenly the tourists are all over the place. Tourism had been slow in June and July, primarily, I think, because of all the rain we had. But the tourists are out and enjoying themselves. I drove through Amish country, too. It was packed with tourists.
The Financial Times reported in these last hours, London, is that the metrics show that there was a diminution in business everywhere, especially vacation time, in April and May of this year, following the announcement of the tariffs. A great concern. There was fear-mongering everywhere. And then it picked back up. But here's how it picked up. It's odd. The penny-pinching tourists are down 3%, I believe I remember, a little more than 3%. This is global, or at least a part of global that the Financial Times covers, you understand. And this slack, so that this year is going to be as good as 24 for hoteliers and the leisure craft, the high end picked up. So the spending matches, if not exceeds, 24. Now that matches with something you said last week, that the highest end hotel in Lancaster County is filled. There's no room at the inn. Do I remember correctly?
You do. The Eden Resort was packed. And as I went through the county, the budget motels had maybe half full in their parking lots. But the more expensive bed and breakfasts and the luxury hotels had pretty good crowds. I think it reflects older Americans and their 401ks realizing you can't take it with you and they're out having a good time.
Let's go back to Maple, Shady Maple. Next door is Goods. What is that?
A Goods is a 100-year-old department store in Lancaster County. They have two locations. You can get anything you can imagine in Goods. I mean, if you need to shop for toys for your kids, they have a toy store in there. If you need clothespins, who the heck uses clothespins anymore? But they have clothespins. They have complete suits of Amish clothing. So if you want to dress like an Amishman, I did the math, for about $450, you can get the hat, the jacket, the pants, the shoes, the whole getup. You can look like an Amish man. Goods had you know, their parking lot was pretty full. They had a good crowd, but a lot of people are being very cautious about what they buy. I heard two gents in there saying, you know, my wife's in here, she's buying a few things, but I'm just killing time. So a lot of people are in the stores killing time as opposed to buying. Goods had some discounts, 88 cents for boys' T-shirts, regularly $2.99. So they realize that we're all holding money tight to the vest, and they're trying to get it out of our pockets with deep discounting.
All right, let's go to Costco as opposed to Goods, which has everything. Costco has efficiencies and savings. Was the parking lot full, or are people shopping fiercely?
It was a Wednesday, middle of the week, 11 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't find a parking space. I had to cruise around. It was packed. People are shopping for essentials. I see some inflation psychology at work where they're loading up on three of the same item, you know, stocking the shelves in anticipation of higher prices ahead. I didn't see any impulse buying. Again, it's just the essentials, and the baskets are 25% full.
Heading home, you pass your favorite roadside farmer, Jason. What has he got to offer about the local economy and the national understanding of shopping?
Jason Charles, whose farm has been in the county since 1900, his family's farm, he had the biggest smile. His fruit stand and vegetable stand is packed. He managed to get a crop of strawberries, and I had mentioned that strawberries had been washed out in July, and it's a big cash crop. He's got strawberries in now. He told me business. He said, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country, but here at my stand, business is grand. And he was repaving his parking lot to accommodate all the new visitors.
And what we're going to take from this is that the economy is not on a downturn because people are spending money they could keep in their pockets. I don't want to make a general summary. I just want to speak to what you saw. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's mostly older people. It's gray hair. So I think there's a division. I think people at the bottom of the economic ladder are really hurting. And also, when I drove all over the county, I only saw one help wanted ad at a little manufacturer. Of course, they wanted skilled work. But most of the job postings are for, you know, low-paying jobs. So I think the reports that hiring is sliding are true. Because in Lancaster County, when the economy is hot, there are physical help wanted signs on every front lawn in front of every manufacturer. You don't see that anymore.
I'm checking on the data centers we talked about last week, the former R. Donnelly printers. Has there been an update on how many jobs that'll bring into the county?
No updates. I mean, you know, you have the worry warts predicting that the data centers will exhaust the water supply and drain the Conestoga River. But I'd say people generally are in favor of these. And again, we'll get 3,000 to 6,000 construction workers during the construction phase, and then 300 to 400 permanent employees.
Jim McTague in Lancaster County, where the shopping is rich. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.